Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
It shouldn't be, we're done, COVID ended today, you can stop now.
I like, still have to say 6 feet away from people?
It depends. Read the guidelines. In public, yes.
Yeah, well, I do that anyway. That's a slam dunk.
Reply All, which is a podcast, said, we're going to do a series on what happened at Bon Appetit. These episodes began to be released. Someone on Twitter was like, that's funny. This exact thing happened at Reply All. You are so psycho.
Like I said, some of the themes that we're talking about really revolves around painting and the narrative and the time aspect and how that fits in to the entire history of painting.
Coming up, we sample these three podcasts you might like. Sawbones, FOH with Kelly Sullivan and Lillian Devane, and Canary. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. First up this week is Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine from Maximum Fun. Each week, Dr. Sydney McElroy and her husband Justin peruse old medical records to discover the odd, horrifying, or just plain wrong treatments that doctors have used over the years to treat what ails us. They'll find inedible elixirs, mystery pills, and pre-mortem procedures that'll make you want to shake your doctor's hand and thank them for how far they've come. Every episode begins with a disclaimer that nothing they say should be taken as medical advice or opinion, but with 15 years of medical experience between them, actually all of it Dr. Sidney's, you might just learn a thing or two. Put on your stethoscope and examine this sample clip from a recent episode of Sawbones. In the episode, released nearly a year after the onset of the COVID pandemic, Justin and Sidney take a look back at what we've learned and lost over the last 12 months. Because from bleach to warm weather, quack remedies and pseudoscience aren't just things of the past.
Tell me what I can't do now that I'm a vaccinated person out there living the life I want.
Well, Justin, you still need to wear a well-fitted mask and physical distance when you're in public.
I'll do that, of course.
If you're visiting people who are at increased risk for severe COVID, you still need to wear a mask and do all that stuff, physical distance. You still need to, you know, practice other prevention measures when you're visiting unvaccinated people from multiple households. So wear masks, physical distance. So if you're with two families that are unvaccinated but low risk, but you're vaccinated, you still got to do all the old stuff. Still nothing changes. Avoid medium and large size gatherings.
Done. Easy.
Get tested if you have symptoms. Follow guidance from your boss. That's me. I'm your boss. Follow CDC and health department travel requirements recommendations. So, I mean, there's still a ton, but that's okay. This is the way it should happen. It should be gradual. It shouldn't be, we're done, COVID ended today, you can stop now.
I still have to say 6 feet away from people?
It depends. Read the guidelines. In public, yes.
Yeah, well, I do that anyway. That's a slam dunk.
I invented that.
They stole that from me.
If none of our couple friends are fully vaccinated, so I don't have anybody to use as an example, but if they were, you and me could, as two vaccinated people, go to the house of two vaccinated people and not wear masks and not physically distance. So I think that was the biggest shift, and I have to say, I'm not particularly critical of any of this. This makes sense. This is science-based. This is where the science is pushing us. This is what we always thought we would say, is that eventually, once you're vaccinated, you're not going to be able to get or give COVID. For the most part, statistically, most likely you can't. And so it is okay for you to engage in activities of your, that would be fine. That is what we thought would happen. We just, nothing happens immediately. It's always a gradual process, and we have to take it slow so that we can pull back if things change. And this is a fluid situation where things can constantly change.
On the podcast, Sawbones from Maximum Fun. Take two episodes and call us in the morning on Sawbones. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Even without a pandemic, food service is one of the most mentally taxing professions out there. Sometimes you just need to vent. Whether you're a fed-up server looking to blow off some steam or a curious customer looking for a glimpse behind the counter, check out FOH with Kelly Sullivan and Lillian Devane. FOH, which is restaurant talk for front of house, explores the fast-paced, unpredictable, and often nightmarish world of food service from the perspective of the people who make it happen. As industry veterans, Sullivan and Devane have seen the full spectrum of dining and serving experiences, from celebrity order mix-ups to snobby New York Times food critics. Here's a little appetizer of FOH for you to taste, pulled from a recent episode titled Nerd Problem. Kelly and Lillian discuss recent trends in food media, as well as some server stories from years gone by.
Yes, I've known people who've worked at Gimlet and have said it's not the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of whom is now an expat, so do with that information what you will.
It turned this person left so off
the country.
Do a podcast about that.
Okay. You know? So as everyone knows, presumably at this point, Bon Appetit, everything bad happened there. Reply All, which is a podcast, said we're gonna do a series on what happened at Bon Appetit. These episodes began to be released. So, someone on Twitter was like, that's funny. This exact thing happened at Reply All. You are so psycho.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, time and time again, I'm just like, how did you not think about this? How did you not see this one coming? There's so many layers to it. Like, I guess it's just like you have to be such a huge shithead to not even think in that way. Like, you don't even think you did anything wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I think that a lot of people think that, like, self-observation is actually righting a wrong. You know what I mean? And being aware of their shortcomings is righting a wrong, and it's like not. And so I think that, like, I mean, from my obviously way outside perspective, like, and I listened to the episodes, and from what Shruti said and what PJ said in his demented notes app apology, I was like, I think these people thought that producing this podcast was somehow a way of, like, excising the sins that they had committed during the Gimlet unionization process. Mm-hmm. And that is not the case.
No. I mean, yeah, the most, I guess, you know, I don't know. The biggest thing that came out of it was that they were just, like, vehemently anti-union and doing everything in their power to stop the organizing efforts there, which is just like extreme villain shit.
The podcast FOH with Kelly Sullivan and Lily Devane. Go behind the scenes of the ever-changing world of food service with FOH. Available now on WVXU Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/start here. The Cincinnati art scene is always growing and evolving, and our featured local podcast this week is proof positive. Canary, from Cincy's nonprofit artist-run Basket Shop Gallery, is a show for artists and art lovers alike. Featuring fresh conversations with creators from around the city and around the country, Canary is the perfect local platform for artists to share their work and for fans to find new favorite pieces and performers. From in-depth reviews of notable works to general conversations about the artistic process, the show is sure to have something for everyone. Find inspiration, relaxation, or whatever else you're looking for on Canary. Here's a sample snippet from the episode featuring painter Lucy Allen. She joins the show to discuss how she's taking on themes of heroism, beauty, and tragedy to address the medical complications in her own life.
Like I said, some of the themes that we're talking about really revolves around painting and the narrative and the time aspect and how that fits in to the entire history of painting. So speaking about framing and with this body of work, I think about time, the time that it takes to make a painting, how time consuming it is. And, you know, it's in the title, Long Days, you know, it's also referencing time. So maybe you can speak to the title of the show and considerations on time and painting.
I'd agree that painting is a slow practice, especially egg tempera as it's traditionally approached with drawings and many transparent layers. One of these paintings in the show, the one called Limbo, was approached in that way. And I actually worked on it over the course of several years. And it's one that felt like it was never really coalescing into a complete painting, or maybe it was a lack of resolution in my own life that made me feel that way. Other ones are painted much more quickly and loosely with egg tempera. But even ones that are painted quickly, I would say I took my time making them. They weren't necessarily made in chronological order, so to speak. Some of the most difficult subjects I couldn't really address until some years after. The name comes from our firm house, which we chose to name Long Days. It's on a long rectangular lot, sort of facing east to west. And so the sun goes from one side to the other overhead. We're thinking of long days in summer, like when there's so much light and energy for working on projects, be it paintings or gardening or anything. It's also the house where we wanted to raise our family. And I guess the other side of the meaning for me, long days, really refers to days and nights and years of suffering and also companionship together.
You know, local podcast spotlight, that was Canary from our local creators, Eli Walker and Kelly Croner. Celebrate our city's rich local art scene on Canary, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just download the WVXU app or go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast menu items. To the charts we go, our weekly look around the nation to see what podcasts are taking the country by storm. Compliments of iTunescharts.net. Continuing what could be a long run at number one, the podcast we tipped you off about last week has nestled itself safely at number one. It's Lost Hills, the 2018 story of a 35-year-old scientist, Tristan Beaudet, brutally murdered in front of his two young daughters while camping in Malibu Creek State Park, stunning the tight-knit community of Malibu. More stunning, the fact that the cops anticipated the attack but didn't move to stop it. And the culprit they identify insists he's being framed. That's Lost Hills, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Lost Hills and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.